Now, let's, however, talk about a developing story around, you know, the MK party. Not a day goes by without something or the other happening around it. Now, lawyers representing the former president, Jacob Zuma, and the MK party have asked the Constitutional Court for an extension to file answering affidavits. That, of course, links to the view that the time afforded to the respondents is unreasonably short. Okay, so let's find out about the backstory to that with the legal practitioner Impumelelo Zikalala. Good chatting to you, and thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, and so good afternoon to our listeners.
Okay, what's the so there's been a request for an extension. What's the backstory to that?
You remember that the Electoral Court dealt with the matter a few weeks ago, and there was a decision that was issued, and the IEC was not happy about it and decided to take the matter on appeal. Now, they decided to do that even though they were not provided with certain reasons. I think they were so strongly about it to say, we will fight based on the papers that we have and submit the same or alter the arguments that you have stated earlier, but we just need finality from on the questions that we have from the Apex Court, which is the Constitutional Court. After that was filed, then there's a directive that was issued by the Chief Justice a few weeks ago. He's allowed to do that by the in terms of Rule 12 of the Constitutional Court rules to say, well, there's an application which is in front of us. We are going to issue directive to you and say, you must file your answering affidavit on this particular date. Probably a reply is going to follow soon from the IEC, and then you can be able to deal with the matter. Either it's going to be dealt on paper or you'll get another invitation in which you are then able to come and argue. So that's where we are, waiting for the answering affidavit that needs to be filed by the former president and also the MK party.
Okay, so should we read anything into this request for a postponement, for an extension rather?
I think it's a reasonable request. If you're going to be asked within 48 hours to respond to a comprehensively drafted founding affidavit, you need time in order to go back and do all the things that you need to do. Remember that we are not dealing with idling legal practitioners. They may have certain matters that they need to do. They may be attending to trials that may take a bit of time in order to assemble the legal team that has been involved in this matter. So I think them asking for time is something which is reasonable. They are not the people that have instituted these proceedings. They are merely responding. Either you give them time so that you are able to get a much more comprehensive and detailed answering affidavit, or you run the risk of further affidavits being submitted at a later stage, supplementing the initial answering affidavit, and that would have a tendency of delaying its application. And you want to get it over and done within a short reasonable amount of time, because you are scared of the 29th of May, that by the time that comes, at least everything must be done and dusted in terms of delay.
Well, I was just going to say that. I mean, you know, how much of an issue would it impact the 29th of May if other issues are unresolved, like hanging in the air, in terms of how it would impact not election day only, but the impact beyond the election?
It's going to have a huge impact, because then there's this level of uncertainty which is there. So, for example, if the status quo remains, that means you are going to go to the elections with a list of going to the National Assembly that contains the name of an individual in which the IEC feels very strongly against. And if there are any other challenges which are going to be faced after that, then it's going to be looked at and say, look at what the judiciary ought to have come and played, their role should have come and played. However, they failed to do that due to them issuing directives late or not taking the decision or not issuing the reasons for the decision that has been taken. The IEC isn't a court that deals with urgent matters on a regular basis. I think they are formed in a particular manner. So they ought to have anticipated these type of matters are going to crop up and be able to provide the reasons as soon as possible. The same applies to the Constitutional Court, that once a person has been served or a case has been launched, all which are supposed to be done is that place the other party on terms and make sure that they're able to file an answering affidavit as soon as possible. Making them work under immense pressure is one of the things which are going to have a very bad impact in terms of the application of the rule of law.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us in conclusion?
I think another thing, well, you can't think for the IEC. Maybe the thing should be to say, let's look at the harm that is going to be suffered by both parties. If the name of one individual included in the name of the National Assembly, what harm is that going to do compared to launching this application, probably getting your order late and having to change all the ballots that you might have printed or other things? It doesn't serve anyone, especially when it comes to matters. I wouldn't say they are trivial, but at the end of the day, It's a matter that has gone to be adjudicated. It was adjudicated and done. Maybe whatever decision they're going to take at this stage is going to be moot.
Okay, let's can leave it at that. Thank you for your time and enlightening us on where we are with regarding these extensions. In Mpumelelo Zikalala, who's a legal practitioner.